Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And if this great nation has a great ally, a sister nation, if you will, that we depend on, that depends heavily on us, there are ties and ties of history, ties of recent experience. I'm talking about the United Kingdom, Great Britain, where they are still going through the process of selecting a new prime minister. And a new prime minister with the Tory Party, Conservative Party, and the race, however, apparently Liz Truss, the former defense minister, is actually considered to be the heavy favorite on that. But we will see. But our close ally in Great Britain is marriage through. In Britain, there is a headline, it says, Open Marriages, Free Passes in Swinging. This is from the BBC, their rather staid national network. People say the most trusted source of press information anywhere in the world. The BBC reporting greater curiosity about open marriages in marriages where monogamy is rejected, and rejected in favor of what? Well, they go to some detail in that account. We will get to that later this hour. But first off, there's also news about the war in Ukraine, and if there is one issue, it seems to me, that has a clear moral impact, it is the issue of this war in Ukraine. It is a war between good and evil. And for people who refuse to recognize that and refuse to actually look at the Russian invasion and the level of Russian atrocities, I mean, including kidnapping young people and taking them forcibly into Russian territory and into Russia proper. The idea that Russia wants to extinguish this nation's existence and independence is just astonishing in 2022. And the fact that people don't see that, well, there was an announcement today from the Department of Defense, and it was an important announcement and one that deserves commendation beyond partisanship. Listen, this is clip 21.
Today, President Biden directed the 18th drawdown of an additional $1 billion in weapons and equipment from the Department of Defense inventories. This is the largest single drawdown of U.S. arms and equipment utilizing this authority to date. The package provides a significant amount of additional ammunition, weapons, and equipment, the types of which the Ukrainian people are using so effectively to defend their country.
Okay, and they are on the verge of a major counteroffensive. And the news, including news from Britain, we were just talking about Britain, has been remarkable in terms of assessing the number of Russian casualties. The casualties have been high on both sides. But for the Russians, it is particularly serious and may lead to some kind of compulsory military service. Because some kind of compulsory military service, the pledge from the North Koreans that they were going to provide 100,000 volunteers. Sources in North Korea are now saying they're talking about forced labor, that the government will force 100,000 people to go and to fight in Russia, which is astonishing. And for people who do not see the Russians as representing classic and undeniable evil, Think about what do they have in common with North Korea? Autocracy, corruption, some of the most miserable regimes in the world. There's also a new list of the 10 most livable cities and the 10 least livable cities in the world. We will get to that. Roger Floyd, Roger Waters of Pink Floyd. You remember Pink Floyd? They're one of those almost has-been bands that actually makes a very good living with its concert tours and its people who are inspired by nostalgia. Roger Waters has made a reputation for himself by being an extreme leftist. He's also an anti-Semite. He is profoundly anti-Israel. He has said things about Israel suggesting they're the worst nation in the world. And he, on his music tour, was interviewed by CNN. And he also had some astonishingly horrible ideas about Russia and Ukraine. Listen, this is clip 18.
President Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Well, he's fueling the fire in the Ukraine, for a start. That is a huge crime. Why won't the United States of America encourage Zelensky, the president, to negotiate, obviating the need for this horrific, horrendous war killing...
You're blaming...
We don't know how many Ukrainians...
But you're blaming the party that got invaded. Come on, you've got it reversed.
Any war, when did it start? What you need to do is look at the history and you can say, well, it started on this day. You could say it started in 2008. Okay? This war is basically about the action and reaction of NATO pushing right up to the Russian border, which they promised they wouldn't do when Gorbachev negotiated the withdrawal of the USSR.
Okay, it was not as much Gorbachev as it was Yeltsin, but that's a different story. The idea that he believes that somehow Ukraine or NATO brought this invasion on themselves, that there was a serious threat to Russian national security, outrageous. But then again, he is not only opposed to Ukrainian independence and their right to their own sovereignty as a people and as a nation, he's also opposed to the survival of Taiwan. Listen, this is clip 16.
Chinese are too busy encircling Taiwan as we speak. Okay?
They're not encircling Taiwan. Taiwan is part of China. And that's been absolutely accepted by the whole of the international community since 1948. And if you don't know that, you're not reading enough. Go and read about it.
Okay. Did we solve anything here
today? We did. I mean, no, we didn't.
I mean,
you're believing your propaganda, your side's propaganda.
You're defining it as
Taiwan. You can't have a conversation about human rights, and you can't have a conversation about Taiwan without actually doing the reading.
Roger, if you're having a conversation about human rights, at the top of the list of offenders are the Chinese. Why is it always the Western world?
Invade Iraq and kill a million people in 2003. In fact, as far as I can recall, hang on a minute, who have the Chinese invaded and murdered, slaughtered?
Their own.
Bollocks.
Okay.
That's absolute nonsense. Complete nonsense.
A complete nonsense. Ask the people of Tibet. Ask the Uyghur people. The people who died in the Cultural Revolution. The conservative estimate of the number of dead people from Red China, Roger Waters, the conservative estimate is 75 million from starvation and five-year plans and Great Leap Forwards and of course, the Cultural Revolution. There's more. He talks about America's own guilty past and Russia's heroic past. Coming up.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved show, one more outrageous opinion, which is particularly obnoxious from Roger Waters of Pink Floyd. And by the way, Pink Floyd will release 2 physical versions of their first new music in over 25 years. It's a long time with no new music. The recent single, Hey Hey Rise Up, which was first released digitally in April, to support the people of Ukraine, And here he is blaming the people of Ukraine for the war. The single will be available both as a 7-inch and CD single on October 21st in the U.S., with both formats boasting newly reworked version of A Great Day for Freedom from the band's 1994 album, The Division Bell. David Gilmour reimagined the song using the original tapes, which feature Nick Mason on drums and the late Richard Wright on keyboards. Currently, the only place you can hear a concert of Pink Floyd is in France, where they also do have a representation, and a pretty good representation of crazy leftists. And part of the glue that binds together people of the left all around the world right now is what? It's hatred of America. Because they hate our association with liberty and with individual rights, and basically with supporting everything that's worth supporting in this world. But Roger Waters does not agree. This is clip 17 from his interchange with CNN. Listen.
What about our role as liberators? You of all people,
you have no role as liberators.
World War II?
You got into World War II because Pearl Harbor. You were completely isolationist until that sad, that devastating.
I would argue we were always going to get in, and that pushed us in. But thank God the United States got in. Right? Well, you lost your father in World War II. Thank God
thank God the Russians had already won the bloody war almost by then. Don't forget, 23 million Russians died protecting you and me from the Nazi menace.
Hey, and you would think the Russians would have learned their lesson from war and wouldn't have invaded Ukraine.
Well, I would suggest to you, Michael, that you go away and read a bit more and then try and figure out what the United States would do if the Chinese were putting nuclear armed missiles into Mexico and Canada.
Okay. There are no nuclear armed missiles into neighboring nations to Russia. But there are nuclear armed missiles in nations that are part of NATO that are not nearly as close as Ukraine. And the nuclear missiles that were in Ukraine, that were removed because of the Minsk agreement, those missiles were put there by Russia when Ukraine was a colony. What's so outrageous about this is a little quick catch-up. We played recently our myths and mistakes and misleading information about World War II history program. But it's important that people get some stuff about World War II clear. The notion that Russia had already won the war by the time America got involved in the war in December of 1941 is utterly absurd. And it is wrong. And the idea that America was totally isolationist is wrong. We had, thank God, and I do believe it's providential, we had a president of the United States, Franklin Roosevelt, who was widely criticized by some for tilting toward Britain, for sending supplies, for concluding the Atlantic Charter with Churchill, and doing all of this at a time when Stalin and Russia was allied with Hitler's Germany. They signed the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact in August of 1939, right before Hitler went to war in Poland. And when he went to war in Poland against the Poles, Russia joined him in that invasion and occupied the eastern half of the country and continued to slaughter Poles. Between August of 1939 and June of 1941, so for 2 years, Russia was the ally of Nazi Germany. And then Hitler, and again, I believe it's providential, Euripides once said, those whom the gods would destroy, they first make mad. The proof of Hitler's madness, the greatest proof of his madness beyond his absurd and ultimately self-destructive desire to kill Jews. Beyond that, his greatest madness was attacking Russia in Operation Barbarossa in June of 1941. And the idea that that Russia had already won the war, in December of 1941, Russia was in deep trouble. Hitler was at the gates of every major Russian city that was seized, the seizure of Leningrad, which is today St. Petersburg. In any event, his history is wrong. He's ignorant and he's sick. And honestly, to the suggestion that Russia and that the United States was isolationist, but Russia was already winning the war because they were fighting for goodness and decency, this is Stalin, who, if anything, rivaled Hitler and probably exceeded Hitler as a mass murderer. And the idea that there are still people around who want to honor Joseph Stalin and see him as the great winner of World War II, well, then where all this belongs is in the toilet. And that brings up what is called Dumpgate by Axios. And they write, remember our toilet scoop in Axios AM earlier this year? Maggie Haberman's forthcoming book about former President Trump will report that White House residence staff periodically found wads of paper clogging a toilet and believed that the former president, a notorious destroyer of Oval Office documents, was the flusher. Why it matters? Destroying records that should be preserved is potentially illegal. Trump has denied it, and he called Haberman, whose New York Times coverage he follows compulsively, a maggot. Well, it turns out there are photos, and here they are, published for the first time. Haberman, who obtained the photos recently, shared them with Axios ahead of the October 4th publication of her book, Confidence Man, The Making of Donald Trump and the Breaking of America. Trump spokesperson Taylor Budowicz told Axios, you have to be pretty desperate to sell books if pictures of paper in a toilet bowl is part of your promotional plan. Yeah, but those pictures have the name Donald Trump visible on them, and they are from the White House. We will get to more from the White House coming up. A new way to look at marriage coming up.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're not just Kentuckians, they're Americans. They're Americans. This happened in America. American problem. And we're all Americans. Everybody has an obligation to help. We have the capacity to do this.
President Biden's remarks as him and the First Lady are touring the devastation left behind by floodwaters in eastern Kentucky. According to the White House, FEMA has provided more than $3.1 million in relief funds and sent hundreds of rescue personnel. Four-time Grammy Award winner Olivia Newton-John is dead at the age of 73 after losing a battle against breast cancer that lasted decades. She was first diagnosed back in 1992, however, the cancer reappeared in May of 2017. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, the most respected, staid, authoritative source of news in the United Kingdom is, of course, the BBC, the governmental network. And one of my favorite movies of 2022, The Duke, is stars Jim Broadbent and Helen Mirren. And Jim Broadbent plays a guy who so much dislikes the BBC that he resists paying the special television tax that everybody in Britain used to have to pay. If you bought a television, then you had a substantial tax. It was $50 or more of money that would go to support the BBC. Okay, this is kind of why maybe the Jim Broadbent character, who was a real life individual, may have been right. They have a new piece on open marriages and saying that the there's overwhelming curiosity, is the way they say it, about open marriages. And wait, you'll have to wait till the very end of this little section of it that I'm going to share with you, because they claim that this is authoritatively proven by some statistics that they've gathered. I actually believe that for the sake of creating titillation and interest and getting clicks, they have greatly exaggerated this trend. They say open relationships fall under the non-monogamy umbrella, but many tend to differentiate between those types of arrangements and other types of non-monogamy, like polyamory. Polyamory is when you live together with a bunch of people and everybody's sleeping with everybody else, basically. Polyamory often means participating in multiple intimate partnerships, while open relationships are more often associated with people engaging in primarily sexual relationships outside of their prioritized two-person partnerships. In other words, open relationships are less focused on emotional connections with people outside a primary relationship and more on sexual ones. For some, this means going on casual dates and having friends with benefits type relationships with other people other than their primary partners. For others, an open relationship just means that occasional, quote, free pass to have a one-night stand or brief sexual fling. And for others, writes the BBC, the arrangement could look more like swinging, such as having sex with other couples as a couple, but not going on dates separately. There are also don't-ask, don't-tell-style open relationships in which both members of a couple permit the other to have sexual relations with other people. They just don't want to discuss those experiences. Okay. Now, how do they know that this is all growing and a burgeoning relationship? People of all stripes are engaging in open relationships. Over the past few years, the experts say they have been seeing quite a bit of diversity among those participating in open relationships in terms of everything from economic resources to ethnicity. However, one counselor acknowledged that working in New York City, she gets to see a different sample than one might come across in more conservative parts of the U.S. You really think in South Bend, Indiana, there are lots and lots of open marriages? Among the client base, podcast listeners and website visitors, a therapist named Winston said she found many who are interested or participating in open relationships and tend to skew relatively young, between the ages of 25 and 45. Many identify as queer or bisexual and or pansexual. However, in her practice, she's worked with clients interested in or practicing open relationships who are as young as 19 and as old as in their 70s. The people who come to my door completely span the spectrum, she says. Dating app trends help highlight the rise in interest in open relationships, they write. For one, there has been an emergence of platforms particularly focused on non-monogamy, including open relationships, to cater to rising curiosity. But even more, traditional dating apps such as OkCupid have seen a spike in interest in open relationships. While the majority of OkCupid daters seek monogamous relationships, in 2021, users seeking non-monogamous relationships increased 7%. Among more than 1 million UK-based OkCupid users who responded to the question, would you consider having an open relationship, 31% said yes in 2022 compared to 29% in 2021 and 26% in 2020. Okay, these are people on OkCupid. Do you really think this is a representative sample that you would get? That this means that of the population in general, isn't it a self-selecting group? And see, there is so much about the sexual variety where I believe that there are lots and lots of surveys that are deeply misleading, because people who want to answer surveys, people who want to answer questions for OkCupid or participate in any kind of survey that would probe about your sexuality, are very likely to brag about it, to exaggerate. And by the way, there have been previous surveys. There was one done, an important survey, way back in 1994 for University of Chicago, where National Opinion Research Center, where they actually showed that it was true that people, particularly males, are greatly more likely to exaggerate their amount of sexual experience, their number of sexual partners, and also to exaggerate every aspect of sexual expression. And it seems to me that this is all part of the attempt to show that the basic expectations that most of us try to give to our children are breaking down. Do you think it's a good thing for kids who are just on the verge of puberty to not only have to determine, well, what am I? Am I really cisgendered? Am I really a girl? Or am I really non-binary? Or am I really a guy inside a girl's body? I mean, the entire desire for creating variety puts such a burden on people growing up or developing any kind of expectation for relationships. And relationships, if one can say a relationship in a marriage that produces children in particular, is by far the most important relationship you're going to have in your life. Okay, if there are multiple marriages, one of them will be the most important relationship that you have in your life. And the refusal to see that, it seems to me, is just astonishing and very sad and unworthy of the BBC. We will also cover, I mean, and we do have more to cover here, the idea that John Carl of ABC says to Chris Christie that Biden is on a roll and that Trump is on a roll. Does that mean that we are rolling downhill toward another Trump-Biden race, inevitably? We will get to that and much more. Plus, a review of the new movie Bullet Train, coming up on The MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Michael Medved Show, you have a great opportunity, especially with people looking at optimistically at getting out maybe of this recession that we have entered. It is a wonderful time for you to see some of the investment opportunities that don't require a huge commitment at all, but can be enormously rewarding to you, provided through our crowd. You can also be part of their information base, reading all about the most important developments in high tech and new startups that can change our world. They will be very glad to share that with you. All you have to do is go to the website, put your name down, and it's completely free. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look on the banner for our crowd and be sure to sign up to make the most of these summer and soon to be fall, believe it or not, opportunities. Okay, saying farewell to CPAC. CPAC wrapped up yesterday and they had the straw poll and Trump won the straw poll big time. And Marjorie Taylor Greene actually participated in a little, what do you call it, a living diorama. They had a persuader there who dressed up in an orange jumpsuit and was playing a January 6th protester who was actually part of the riot on January 6th. And he was there at CPAC inside a little jail cell. And crying. And because he was an actor and a professional actor, he was crying and crying and crying. And this was supposed to evoke sympathy for the people who were arrested for their participation on January 6th. And Marjorie Taylor Greene went into his cell and kneeled in front of him. He's sitting on a chair. She's kneeling in front of him, begging his forgiveness for this country that has done this awful thing to put him in jail unfairly. Just because he rioted and attacked the Capitol building on January 6, 2021. And she then had this to say about her view of the actual January 6th rioters and who they were. Listen.
real honest. I'm always honest about it. I was upset that day. I was a brand new member of Congress. I'd worked very hard on objecting to Joe Biden's Electoral College votes because I believe that,
right.
that was my role and what I wanted to do, and I believe it's the right thing. I would do it today. I would do it tomorrow. But I was very upset. I never expected anything like that, and when it happened, I thought, this is the Antifa, and no one can convince me it was so-called Trump supporters.
Right.
But and we know there's a lot wrong there, and I cannot wait for real investigation.
Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's going to happen. She believes the Republicans are going to take over the House of Representatives of the United States, and then they're going to have their own investigation. And what does someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene say when she say, I can't believe that it was so-called Trump supporters? There are 800 people who have been indicted. I think there are 300 already. There are hundreds who have been convicted. None of them, zero, have indicated anything other than being Trump supporters. There are no guilty Antifa. But you think Antifa people are willing to go to jail in order to try to make Trump supporters look bad? And why is it that so many of the people that they've written about, the people who are on their way to prison and are clearly guilty, what about all of them who have a long history? Like, for instance, Ashley Babbitt, who was killed, unfortunately. She was a Trump true believer. But why did all the people who got on airplanes or drove or came to Washington on January 6th because the president asked them to? Do you think they were all really Antifa people? It's a bizarre sickness. John Carl of ABC was on with Chris Christie and talking about Joe Biden. Listen, this is clip 11.
He's on a roll. I mean, there's no question that Joe Biden is on a roll legislatively on the national security front, but he's getting no credit for it. And look, inflation is, you know, still a factor. Gas prices are actually coming down and have been coming down for almost 2 months. The unemployment numbers are remarkable. Not only the unemployment numbers, but wage growth continues to rise. It's just not keeping pace with inflation.
It's an inside Washington roll, George.
Well, I think
it's an inside Washington roll. Like, you know, they won on the Inflation Reduction Act, which is a ridiculous name, as you pointed out in the interview, but they won on that. They got Democrats to actually vote for a Democrat bill. What are we going to do? Like, drop the confetti at the White House? I mean, this is ridiculous. It's an inside Washington role. The people in the rest of the country are saying, wait a second, I'm still paying much more for gas than I should. I'm still paying much more to cool my house. I can't get groceries on the table.
Chris Christie does a good job. And then John Carl tells him he thinks Trump is on a roll, too. Listen, this is clip 10.
Almost nobody in the Republican leadership wants Donald Trump to announce he's running before the midterms, because Donald Trump is on a roll. Speaking of rolls, he is dominating these parties. You have candidates winning in state after state who would have had no chance without a Donald Trump endorsement, and they're winning the Republican primaries. But here's the thing. The more Trump wins, the more Republicans are poised to lose, because he is helping nominate candidates who are likely to lose, coming into these races as underdogs, likely to lose races that Republicans should win. So if Republicans don't win the Senate, there's going to be one reason and one reason only, and it's Donald Trump. He has chased candidates out of races that would have won or had a very good chance of winning in the fall, and he has helped nominate candidates who are likely to lose.
Okay, that is highly debatable. But we will see. I mean, some of the candidates who I think are very likely to lose include Blake Masters in Arizona. They include, not a Senate candidate, but take a Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, Mehmet Oz, or the gubernatorial candidate, also Trump-endorsed, Doug Mastriani. We will see about all of that, and that will be made clear. I'll tell you something that is very clear, is that the bullet train, which has been described by some as a bullet train wreck, is a big new movie starring Brad Pitt and others. Is it worth seeing? Should you get on board? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Brad Pitt plays a philosophical, good-natured, and highly trained assassin who, after a break from work, is given a new assignment to recover a mysterious case containing money and more from a high-tech train speeding its way through the Japanese countryside in Bullet Train, now playing in theaters.
Said you wanted simple for your first job back.
There's nothing simple about this job. I'm not the only one on this train looking for this case.
Well, that's an understatement, because this train is chock full of weird underworld types, including Brian Tyree Henry, Michael Shannon, Aaron Taylor Johnson, and a couple of major stars who turn up as a real surprise. The action is brutal, imaginative, and expertly choreographed, and the characters and their collisions are amusing and occasionally exhilarating. There's nothing particularly deep about this slick, breathlessly paced extravaganza, but it is, despite its well-deserved R rating, oddly and undeniably entertaining. 2.5 stars for the slick, sleek Bullet Train.
Okay, some people who know me have already said I was basically too kind to Bullet Train, because it makes mass transit, high-speed rail, look pretty dangerous and not at all appetizing and fun. No, that's not why. Coming up tomorrow, there's a piece in The Guardian that says Biden can still stop Trump and Trumpism if he can find a bold moral vision. And they also claim Trump's popularity has plummeted since the 2020 election, a casualty not just of most Americans' outrage at his big lie that the 2020 election was stolen. What is it then? And the question of Donald Trump got 10 million more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016. 10 million more. Where'd they come from? Who were they? We'll also talk about the top 10 best places to live and the very worst, and what America's great unwinding would mean for the rest of the world. That and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.